on yesterday's issue of Yisachar Zvulun. So we ended off that there's two ways to learn it. Basically it's based on the Medrash, but there's two ways to learn it. One way to go is that it was a real shutfis, and they entered into a formal shutfis in the Torah and the business. You split half and half, and you enter into a formal shutfis of Torah and business. And the second mahalach was that it's just the schar of being gerim to learn. You gerim the Torah, that itself is the schar of being machzik Torah. So before we also mentioned is that the Gemara talks about that there was two arrangements. It was Shimon Achi Azariah and Hillel V'Shavna. And the Gemara says is that you could do like Shimon Achi Azariah, that he supported him before, and the Ramah brings it down. But the Ramah says don't do it afterwards. So that's Ma'ir, all on the Shailan, all the stories that we hear about people selling their Olam Haba, you know, and back and forth, I'll give you this thing, but I want your Olam Haba, and there's different stories about that. So we're going to get involved in that Shaila. Is it Shaykh? Before we get to that, in the Yisachar Zvulun itself, the first one Shaila that needs to be addressed is in the Yisachar Zvulun itself. If it's just being garm the Torah, it's one thing. But if you understand that it's a real shutfis, you're being machzik the Torah, and you're getting a chelik of his schar, does the person who learned lose his schar?
No, it could be 100%
Is it equal? Shad, as I learned, yeah. I get a certain amount of schar, and that schar we've got to split. So I'm only going to get part of it.
That means it's 50.
So the emphasis is that what we read yesterday from the Chaim Volozhin was mashma that you do lose the schar. You do lose a little bit of the schar. And there was some other mashmois in like that. However, if you go to the page that starts with the Baruch Chaim HaKadosh, okay, it's this page. It has three Maamar Kaimus on it. So you look at the bottom of the page, where's the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma writes on the Pasuk, Vayhi Lamas Oyved. They're talking about Zvulun. It's the Pasuk after Zvulun. So Zvulun L'choyv Yamim Yishkoin. And then the next Pasuk is Yisachar Chamar Goyim, Rebbe Tzvin Rishon Rishayim. And it says, then the Pasuk, Vayhi Lamas Oyved. It's like he gives taxes. So what does it mean he gives taxes? So it says the Meshech Chochma, Pirish Ki Avodosa B'Torah, and Noisim Mimenu Mas Zvulun. From his learning, he's got to pay a tax to Zvulun. He's got to pay a tax to Zvulun from his learning because Zvulun supported him. So also, it stands from the Shechachma that he's actually giving up of his own schar to give to Zvulun some schar. He doesn't get all the schar himself. However, there's two famous Marmar Kaimis are from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and from the Hafla. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is going in the beginning of Kisisa, and the din of the Machtzis HaShekel. And it says, you give Machtzis HaShekel, Koifer Nafshoi, that this is going to be Koifer Nafshoi. So he writes like this: Gamkin, it says Kol Ha'iver Al Hapkudin Mi Ben Chamei Shanim Mi Ben Shishim Mi Ben Shishim Mi Ben Shishim Shanav Amayla Kol Ha'iver Al Hapkudin. Okay, so it means literally whoever is of the age to be counted. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh learns that the pasuk means like this: Nimshach Gamkin Oimer Kol Ha'iver Im Shalamata Loimar. Tikkun l'misha ina ben Torah. This pasuk is teaching me a tikkun for someone who's not doesn't learn. How is he going to protect himself, his soul? Ki hu bor reik, ain't by mayim, he has nothing. Lizeh omar kol ha'ivar al pkudim, if you're over on Torah, yitein machtzis ha'shekel, give machtzis ha'shekel. What does it mean, machtzis ha'shekel? Machtzis ha'shekel gives half your money. Ki sach v'zvon, m'shem anach yazariah, v'rabim ka'im, asher yechtzun kaspim, l'am lay Torah, they give half their money to Torah. V'oimri ba'shekel ha'koidesh, pirish ba'ad shekel ha'koidesh, shuva Torah, ayur t'shem, b'zeh yishva hu la'nois, anim re'shefer, etc. The point is give machtzis ha'shekel, and this is koifer nafshai, this will give you the schar of Torah itself. Right, that's how you are.
But if he's poor, how is he going to give half of his...
Okay, it means to support Torah. But literally, the remez is given by the chatzis shekel. Then he says, why does it say machtzis ha'shekel, shekel ha'koidesh?
Twice shekel, yeah.
So he says, because shekel ha'koidesh kofel haya. Boloi, He's not taking away from the learner. Each one gets full schar. So the point is, it's a remez that the Arachaim HaKadosh says that each one gets full schar. So this is what a lot of people go with, is Arachaim HaKadosh. I have over here a shtar Yisach HaZvun from a koil in Eretz Yisrael. So it says here, Avor, you know, Harav Pliny gave money to Machzik Pliny. And it says there, but tonight, Heskim Yisach HaZvun, Kifi Shekosav, Sefer Arachaim HaKadosh.
Oh, he's not taking time with him.
He says, we're writing this according to the Arachaim.
Is this necessary to get, or verbal is enough?
So we'll see with them.
If you just said it's Yisach HaZvun, then you'd have machlokes. Do we go by the
you'll have to wait to get upstairs to see what happens.
Is this necessary, or do we need verbal is enough?
No, so that's what we were saying yesterday, that according to some, a lot of people, there's no such thing.
But the goyrim does get, so if it doesn't work, then it should have said,
right, so that's what we said from the Chafetz Chaim yesterday, that as much as you support, that's how much Torah you get. So the Haflah says the same thing. The Haflah over here also says the same thing. We don't have to read it inside, but the Haflah says the same idea, that you get full, both people get full schar. Now Maisa, this is the Machlik Sinachrenim, but in the page before that is a letter from the Rav Shach.
But in the Haflah, the whole his whole thing is because no one would do it. But what if you have someone that does?
He was saying it doesn't make sense. There's a pasuk in the Torah being meramis to a bunch of fools that are.
No, but he says that he in Kurtam and Chachamah to Yisach
HaZvun. So what do Yisach HaZvun do?
What if you find one that will?
No, but the point is that's not what Yisach HaZvun did. Then he means that's not the way the Torah set up that way.
Question is, how did they do it? They do 50-50 or 100-100.
So it's not set up for that. Obviously the setup is not done in a way that you're giving away your own Mahaba. The Shach brings down over here in the Mechtam Mamarim. The Shach brings down that someone asked him if he should take Yisach HaZvun, and he says even my uncle over Bitzur Zalman had Yisach HaZvun, you should for sure take it. And then he says at the end, where it's underlined, it says ain't Suffolk anyway. There's no Suffolk. You're not going to lose that. You're just giving more schar to the other guy. There's no, it's not mistaver at all that you're going to lose. Mamaisa, you're the one that learned. It's not mistaver at all that you're going to lose out any schar. Yeah. So he's going, what? Yeah, he's going with the Chafetz Chaim. It's Mahal Mahalach. The Chafetz Chaim's whole Mahalach is the Yisach HaZvun with Shtar, no Shtar. The point is, it's Achsak Satar. So therefore, you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose schar.
Now, what the Rama was saying, it seems like it's a little different than the Rama.
Well,
Rama says, Yachlo,
but he held 50-50, though. He didn't hold his
own. Right. But I'm saying, he's just saying, it's not Mistavra that whole thing, they're going to lose schar. Now, the bottom line is like the, like it says in the Rosher Weiss has a piece on this in the Milchas Asher, and he says at the end, anyway, it's very nice for us to be mefalpel. You lose schar, you don't lose schar. You do the Ratzon Hashem and wait till it's not for us to decide.
Upstairs,
and
you'll find out.
And you don't have to worry about it. Yeah. Because the Maisa, the whole thing is Netzach Netzachim. It's like, it's not something divisible. You know, yes, the Maisa, it's something that everybody will, now, everyone can, there's enough to go around. There's not,
You don't have to worry.
Yeah. Now, the Maisa with the Arshit is that seems to be saying that you will lose, you have to split the sky. Now, the Maisa, like this, there is also a concept that the Imri Bina and the Netziv, they both write the following idea also. And this gets into like this. The Netziv gives a mashal. He says, I made a copy of it. He says that there's, and Yufina says it very clear. You know what? Let's start the other way around. Let's go first to the Maharam al Shachar. So that's Legabe Yisrael Zvulun. Do you lose Chadu? There's a lot of different requires both ways. For sure, if it's just about Kibjutai, not. If it's a Tanai, it's more of a Shaila. Now, there's a tshuva here from the Maharam al Shachar that someone asked him the following. Yeah, it's in there somewhere. It's a Sha'alta. Im yesh mamish bo'isun shemoichim zuchu yisein zelazeh, im zocha ha'koine, oi hefsir ha'moicher, vim pulu ze yesh la'ikr. So it's a mefurish tshuva in the Maharam al Shachar where this looks like this. If you can sell your schar. So basically, he brings a tshuva from Reb Haigoin about someone that wanted to sell a tainus that he did. And he said, you guys are a bunch of shaitim, and it's full of hevel v'rik, this whole conversation. It doesn't make any sense. Because tshuva, kach ra'inu ki dvarim elu divrei hevel, she'ein lismach aleim, ve'ich yale aleiv, ki schar yishal zeh, shal maizim tovim, sh'asa zeh lo zeh. It doesn't make sense that you did something and someone else could get benefit from the schar. So the whole thing is loyav l'nivra, no such thing. He does say, like, this is what I was saying yesterday on the bottom of that column where it's underlined. He says, "V'zeh ashoite shemachat ha'nisoy ochla kalbo l'sheirusei." A dog ate up his schar. Maschar yeshel lefnei Hashem yizbar. So he threw away. He taka lost his schar because he showed it's not worth anything for him. He taka showed that it was worth it for him. But regardless of that, the other guy doesn't get anything. Avavadai, however, he does say the following in the beginning of the third column. Avavadai, misha noisin schar l'malamed, l'lamed, masha hein tzrichim, u'malamdin, yeh shloi schar u'malamdin, and they could teach, yeh shloi schar gadol b'kach. Avada, you do get schar for supporting the Torah. Meaning to say, like we said from Hillel B'Shavna, coming in after the fact, you want to buy and sell schosim that you can't do. But to go ahead and say, I to give it beforehand, and you helped him teach and learn Avada, it's a big, big schar that you get. And he brings down that Gemara. So it seems pretty clear that basically a Mefurisha Gemara, and he brings down the Gemara, the Shumas Maharam al Shachar, the Ramah brings it down. You cannot sell your schar. You can't sell your schar, but supporting it in advance is not selling. Supporting it in advance is totally different. Oh, okay, good. So let's get into it.
He doesn't talk about it in the future.
Now, what? He does.
That's his teaching.
That's his point. Okay. So now it's like this. So he asked the Kasha, is there any difference between Torah and Mitzvahs? And also, what's the pshat? Why Takana? Why can't you sell it? So there's a couple different svaras given to this Shiloh about selling the schar. So first of all, there was a Shiloh written to the Shlomo Kluger, which is the very last page in the pamphlet. Shlomo Kluger, someone wrote him a shaila about he sold a quarter of his olam haba.
25%.
Right here, this Tukamadas.
He claims to have sold a quarter.
He went into a transaction to sell a quarter of his olam haba.
Yeah, 25%.
Okay, so the Netziv deals with that. Maybe it's Dabar Shalom Bala Olam. And so he says a couple of nice things over here in the Tshuva. But this is a Shlomo Kluger. So Shlomo Kluger says like this. Im kvar asak, but he says,
Yeah, that
Hine, mechtavim kibalti, in the second paragraph. Mechtavim kibalti. Shazu, panisim yad lashivam. I wanted to answer it immediately. Advar she'el osam, b'ish echot, shemocha reva chelek oylam haba shaloy lashen. Yivla kibal kinyin, rak shakosav layal niyar, ani moy chalach reva oylam haba shali, v'kibam menu kesef. Okay. He wants to max the lawyer kesef. He wants to give him back the money. Fellow calf, but the guy that bought it and doesn't want to take back his money. So forget it. I got my too late. I got your olamaba.
Yeah, forget about it.
Avishalo hadin. What's halacha? Hine yedidenu schoik yischok loy hamoicher lalekeach im ena roitz likach adamim. Hine yach ma'isam shekesfi. You're full for buying it in the first place and giving me money for free. But now I'm being just as much of a fool as giving you back the money, so take it. So he said, "You go."
It doesn't
if
happen.
You're stupid, if you're being foolish enough to give me the money for it, and I'm being foolish, so at least take it back now that I'm offering it to you and give it back to you. But he says, no such thing. You can't sell the Olam Haba, and therefore the guy has the money. You don't want to take it back, then it's your problem. But Vavadi, you should take back the money because this whole thing didn't work. Okay? And he says,
yeah, doesn't he have to get back as a Mekel Tov?
He offered it back to him, and the guy
he said he didn't want to take it. It's not his fault.
So he did it, he has sold to it. Because I only gave it to you all tonight at the Olam Haba, and I'm not getting it.
So okay, so I'll put a guy there. Yeah, take
so
it.
The one who sold,
that's what's going on.
Lost the schools. Hmm? Doesn't matter the money. What about the
okay,
the...
so he says that a little bit.
Okay.
Now,
no, but it only
he said, we'll see from the Imrebin and the Netziv versus Rav Shlomo Kluger, two opposite reasons why you can't sell the schar. So Rav Shlomo Kluger over here says, the reason you can't sell schar is because you never earned it. Hashem, you did a mitzvah down here. Right? Ain't like shove one thing of Olam Haza to anything in Olam Haba.
Correct.
There's no way to earn Olam Haba. When you earned it, what'd you do? Olam Haba, the whole one reg of Olam Haba is worth more than the whole Olam Haza.
Yes.
So as much effort as you put in, and you are, it's not. It's still not. You didn't do enough work to earn a mashu yet of Olam Haba. So Teretz, so it's not, so nervous. It's a chesed.
Yeah.
Kosh Baruch Hu gives chesed, he brings psukim. Okay. So it's chesed that a Kosh Baruch Hu gives us matnas chinam for our meisim, he gives Olam Haba. So it's not yours. When you get after Shmai, do you have a chesed? Someone promises you that he'll give you something as a chesed. It's not yours. You can't sell it. So he said, he says, this is his shot.
He's saying all nitzkis, anyways, is chesed. Anyway, we're here for Naam Niksufa. Anyways, it's Naam Niksufa.
What?
Anyways, all of them.
I heard you saying, say it's still chesed. Yeah, but at least, you did something that you should want to give you a chesed for paying, but it's not the pshat is that you worked and there's the payment for it, because he says it doesn't make sense. What? Yeah. Now he says, what vesting means? What does that mean?
That means you're guaranteed, as long as you're doing your avodas hakodesh, that you're going to get.
If you're working you're working and you have a pension, but it hasn't vested yet, then you don't actually have it yet. Once it vests, then it's yours. You can sell it or you can do something with it.
You're talking about a 20 year related thing, 30
okay.
year, 15
That's what he's saying. I'm not saying that. He's saying something else. He's saying that yeah. And then he says, it's total chesed. And Memeli says that his son wanted to say, well, so I yisachar zvulun, that the guy does get Olam Haba just for paying. So he says, so someone wanted to say that that's what Rama's saying, is that you can't sell the Olam Haba that you earned already.
But
you could sell the Olam Haba you're going to earn. He says, pum fakir, it doesn't make sense. The Olam Haba you're going to earn, you have less of than the Olam Haba you earned at least. At least the one you earned, you could say maybe you earned that. So he says, the one that you're going to earn is not the pshat you're selling the Olam Haba that you're going to earn. The pshat is that he supported you. So he made it happen. So then there's a tzad that you could say that because of that, he's a shutuf in it. He made it happen. It's like he did it. And a certain
he
did
got it directly.
Right, he got it directly. It's his chaylik. So it's not you're selling it. He got a chaylik because it's like he did it. But to sell what you did of Adonan, that's my first in the Ramos. He says, what's my chiddush anyway? What's my chiddush? The Ramos says this. Why are you even asking me the question? He says, the chiddush is because the Ramos is talking about Torah. And Torah is totally different than mitzvahs. A person with avada Torah, there's no way that anyone could give away their schar Torah. Schar mitzvahs maybe is different. I'll explain with the Netziv in a minute. But this is what he says. And he wants to tie up that this is the remez why, we saw yesterday the Sforno, he says, why is Zvulun always mentioned before Yisachar? It's because he was Goyerman or whatever.
Right.
So his son wanted to say, that is, it's being promised to, that the Zvulun is only Zvulun if he comes in before the Yisachar learned.
Uh-huh.
If the Yisachar learned already, then the Zvulun comes in, then he lost out.
Too late.
So it's being promised that the Zvulun has to come in first.
We call the Yisachar Zvulun partnership.
It shouldn't have been called Zulun Yisachar. So,
we have to master
something
important.
Yeah. The new story will be made up from the Kaila Zavon.
This is the Shrub Shlomo Kluger is Mahal. So he basically says, you don't have Olam Haba yet, you can't earn it. Maisa, there's another Mahalach, which is a complete opposite of this, which is based in the Imre Bina. And basically what he says is a direct opposite. I think it was in the Ibrahimina or was it in the Netziv?
The page?
No, you don't have that.
Okay.
But basically what the Imribina says is the following. The Imribina says that there's two types of maybe it was in the Netziv that said this. Let me just see 1 second.
Kaba, while you're looking, can I
I'm not gonna find it if while I'm looking you're talking to me. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is a Netziv. So Netziv goes the following. Okay? The Netziv says like this.
A beautiful machshava.
The Netziv says that it's poshut that there's no way you could give Schar Torah. Like the Schar Torah is no shayches, and that's for sure out of the question. So the whole question is only Schar Mitzvah. Why? So he says the following. He says, you have two. There's two ways that a king could want to bestow a certain reward to one of his subjects. So he had one guy, he went out there and he did some public service. You know, he gave out chveis, he gave out turkeys on Thanksgiving to the whole to every soldier out there in the army, whatever. He did a nice thing. So he gives him a gold badge of honor. He did a nice thing, so I'm going to reward you. There's another guy, they have a soldier, and he stepped up and he fought a battle and he won the battle for the people. So he said, this guy's a good soldier. I want to give you a promotion. I want to make you the general. Okay? So he says, the guy who got the badge of honor, let's say he goes to someone and he says, hey, you want the badge of honor? I'll sell it to you. Okay. So you can sell the badge of honor to someone. Let someone else have it. You don't need it. But you go up to your friend and say, I just got a promotion. I'll sell you the promotion. You want to be the general?
You can't do that. Yeah.
So he says, you can't do that. First of all, you can't do it because, first of all, he's not qualified to be the general, number one. Number two is, the king is not going to let him be the general anyhow.
For sure.
So it's not, it doesn't make any sense. And he says, third of all, you have to realize, is that this type of promotion is only schar for the guy if he's right to be the general. If he himself is not right to be the general, then what's the purpose of giving him the promotion? It's going to be the general for one day, and then it's not going to work.
Right.
So the only way it works is if he trains him in first. He's got to provide him the training. And once you provide him the training, then he'll do it. So he says, the schar of mitzvah is like the kavyochel, is like the badge. You know, that's the first madriga he says.
So can be.
You get some. So theoretically, yeah, that's the sugya that we're going to deal with. And we'll see why he comes out, you can't sell that either. But the schar of Torah is the experience, like we saw in the Chafetz Chaim yesterday, the Torah itself is creating the Olam Haba. The Olam Haba is the sitting by the Yeshiva Shamayla. So the Torah is the Olam Haba itself. So someone's going to be zeichet to Torah, to more Torah. So what's going to happen? He's going to give it to someone else. But the other guy is not right for that Torah. Number one. And number two is, who says that Hashem wants him in his shir? He's not interested in having this guy by his table. So therefore, he says, that makes sense. The whole Torah is experiencing the Torah. If you never experienced it, then you can't be zoichet to it. So he says, what about Yisachar Zvulun? So Yisachar Zvulun, the Prat is that it says, Amar Dekazach, it's like we said, is that let's say the guy, the soldier, gets this promotion to be the general. So if he's not right to be the general, the king's going to have to provide him the training.
Right.
So he says, Yisachar Zvulun, since he helped the Torah happen, Hashem's going to give him the Hashpah in this world that he's going to get into learning enough that he'd be able to appreciate the shir.
The
guy that supports Torah is totally not interested in learning at all. Tak is not going to be able to experience it as much. But someone that's Zvulun, but Hashem is going to be mashpia on him, like the training. He's right for the schar. Hashem is going to be mashpia on him, the echatimtza, to be able to get into it, into the learning.
What?
But he says that that only makes sense if he's shy to that. He has to be shy to it to some degree. Now,
$1 million a year.
He says, how does it make sense? He's going to get up there, and now what?
If he gives $1 million a year,
he must be machshavet to some degree.
He's going to be machshavet. He's going to get into it.
He doesn't have time or the tools.
Depends how much other money he has left to make.
Okay, so he's going to put forth effort. So he's going to try something.
He said, they're going to teach it to him when they get up there. He's going to know it.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's going to know everything already here. I'm saying is that he's going
to
have enough appreciation
to go to the
shul. Hashem will be mizakim with enough appreciation. He'll be zoicha that he'll have enough, and when he gets to yeshiva shalom, he'll enjoy it.
Oh, not this world. Not the very guy.
No, he's not going to come a Tamach Chacham now all of a sudden here. Yeah. But he's going to be zoicha enough to get the training that he'll be able to appreciate it when he gets the position. That's what he's saying.
It's like wrestling. They just read the thing. They come.
I don't know exactly who does what, but yeah. But,
No Lashon
Hara. There is such a thing like that. Shulchan Aruch Rav talks about it also. Now, at the end he says, though, anyway, it's not Shaykh. In Schar Mitzvah, it's not Shaykh. And here he says the direct opposite, I think, of a Rishulma Kluger. The Rishulma Kluger said, is that you can't sell because it's not Shaykh. You don't even have it. So you don't even have it, like you sell. The Netziv says the direct opposite. He says, the Gemara says, is that then anyone said the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Mevatel. Listen, I did a verse, but Hashem will look the other way. I'm a good guy.
No problem.
I'm basically a good guy. Yeah. We'll look the other way. You don't have to do tshuva. So anyone that says that, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to get punished for it. Why? Because you can't just. Hashem's not a Mevatel. There's a concept called tshuva, but he's not a Mevatel. Why not? Why is he not Mevatel? So the Rav Chaim Voloshin writes, and the Netziv brings it in this context, is the pshat is because if you throw up a ball, and you say, I'm going to stand under the ball, and Hashem is not going to make it fall. You can't do that. There's a certain teva that Hashem created the world. There's a gravity, we'll pull it down. The mitzvahs, the schad that a person does with mitzvahs, is not like a separate reward. When your kid cleans up your room, you give him chocolate. That's not the point. The point is that the mitzvah itself is mitzias.
The creation.
A ruchnis de kateva in the bria that it brings schar. So he says, if that's the taboo, you can't sell it. You can't change it. The taboo was set up is that the mitzvah creates the schar for the person that did it. That's the way it was created. So therefore, you can't. It has your name on
it. It's not transferable.
It's your own olam haba. Yeah. You can't go move it. It's not like a separate reward from the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. It's a spiritual manifestation of the mitzvah itself. So mamele, it's not shy to sell. So to a certain degree, I think it's the direct opposite. It's the direct opposite of Rav Shlomo Kluger.
Anything right now, then. What is this partnership doing?
Okay. You're trying to help him do
something. No, that's what I'm saying. Same thing. If you come in before, you came in before. Then you were government. But stamina, that you're mezakeh, that's not to sell it, you can't sell it. So it comes out, it's two opposite mahalchim over here.
The way we learned that if the person who helps you, it comes directly to him, so it has his name on it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If he helps you, but to buy it afterwards, not negaya. So it comes out, I think, that Shlomo Kluger and the Netziv are the two opposite mahalchim. Shlomo Kluger is saying you can't sell Olam Haba because well, what Shaykh is Olam Haba, if Hashem's lucky and nice enough to give it to you, he'll give it to you, but it's not yours to sell. Mashayin, then it's him saying no, it's so much yours that someone kushed with your neshama that the pshat is you can't divide it from you, you can't divorce it from yourself to give it to someone else. It's mamashayin, it's a teva that you're going to get it. So I think it's mamashashtikal, direct opposite of the Shlomo Kluger. Why is it that you can't sell it? But they're both saying is that you can't sell like the Rav Haigoin, you can't sell the Olam Haba, you can't sell it, and the only time you could do it is coming in first. If you're coming in advance, with the Yisachar Zvulun, right? Then you're supporting the Torah itself. Mm. That's like a different story. Oh, okay. So that's the Netziv.
Now, that it's not finite. That if you do the partnership correctly, then it is you both get a full share.
That's the chara. What most acharonim seem to be saying in this case.
You don't sound
so the
like
final.
To you.
Yeah. Right. The olam haba that you created from your own neshama. There's the chida also. He brings down the chida also says like this. Okay, that you don't lose your chelak. Well, just fear ice now with the Imri Bina. The Imri Bina says a gevaldik shtickel. The Mirbina brings down these two shitas that seem to be directly opposite of each other, similar to what we're talking about, similar concepts to what we're discussing. But the Mirbina says, these two shitas, you have the Maram al Shakar on one end that says you can't sell Olam Haba, you can't share your schar with anybody. You're a different hevel, you can't sell it, it's yours, period. That's Maram al Shakar Rav Haigoin. And then you have this whole Yisachar Zvulun, the Torah Shulchan Aruch, that seem to be saying that you could divide up your Olam Haba, you know, and go into partnerships. And he's not, you know, before, after, that's a chiluk that we're going till now. The Mibina wants to say maybe a different chiluk between these two sheets. And he says like this. He basically goes on a whole piece, but he basically says that there's two types of schar. One schar is that he says that everyone clears the shaila and some of them are both true. One schar, one level of schar is that the schar that your Hashem gives you something. You did a mitzvah, so Hashem will give you something for the mitzvah that you did. Hashem will give you something for the mitzvah you did. You get a little bit of reward. Hashem, you know, it's schar gemuli. It's reward is schar v'einish. You did something good. Hashem is going to give you and have a good thing.
Quid pro quo.
But there's another thing is that if a person works hard and he was mekayim nisyonis and he goes and he is able to go over his nisyonis and he harbors in learning and he puts forth a lot of effort, so he refines his neshama. His neshama is more tar. He keeps on being refining every mice and mitzvah that he does, and he's mekayim nisyonis. He's goyver over the nisyonis, so he's matar his neshama. And the purer the neshama is in Olam Haba, the more elevated it's going to be, and the more closer to the Ribbono Shel. So it's not a schar, it's not points of schar. It's a metzias of dveikus and the Ribbono Shel based on how tar your neshama is. So he wants to say that there's no machlokes, and everyone agrees to everything. That's what the Rebbeinu wants to say. Because when it comes to the schar, or the closeness to the Ribbono Shel that comes from a person's working hard and doing mitzvahs and refining his neshama,
you can't sell that.
Someone else is going
to
sit there, you know, and throwing money at people, but it doesn't help his neshama in that sense. So therefore, at least he's not getting the tahara and the neshama that was created by the mitzvahs that he supported, and therefore that avada remains by the person who did it. And there's no shiloh, and that's what Rav Haigoin is talking about. You can't sell that. You did you did it. You're the one that worked hard at it. You were a misagif gufoi, and you want to sell to someone else. Doesn't make sense. But there's another thing: is that lemaisa by doing mitzvahs, a Kodesh Baruch was happy with that, and he's throwing out schar to people. Okay, that schar is extra. That extra schar they could divide up and figure out what to do with. That's what he wants to say. So lemaisa, the bottom line is though, is that that's for sure would come out. That even if you want to say that Yisachazun, you split the schar 50-50, and the Talmud Chacham loses, but he's still going to be higher than the other guy. Because the mice is, the neshama is on a different level than the other person. And that you can't divide.
Higher mean,
he has two things. He has the schar of the Ribbono Shel gives, but there's also the metzias of the neshama's dveikas in the Ribbono Shel is a stronger dveikas.
So right,
I'm saying, but it's more of a metzias.
It's
not extra.
We're
still not going forward. So if you don't have something that's
specific, that's not the only
schar. Yeah, but there's like dveikas that there's schar that Hashem Shabbat gives you extra, and then there's the metzias that bets in that way. The neshama is a chiluk el kamimal, so the closest the neshama is, bets. So saying he's not the person that he's just saying is that the person that worked, the neshama is more tar than the other one.
The purity of heart.
Sure.
So that's he's saying. So that much schar, you're not splitting.
That is the
story of the
It's not your extra madriga.
He's asking, in what form does extra star come in? More Vegas or what?
It's not your extra madriga. That's the point.
It's not your extra madriga.
It's not your madriga. That's the point he's saying. It's not your madriga. It's an extra thing. A kaponim is.
Not in the past. You can never sell the past.
I don't see one from all this. I think we see one thing. I don't think anyone argues. Is that the mitzvah of Achzakas HaTorah is pretty much, the Chafetz Chaim says, is the highest level mitzvah, and it's the highest thing that you can do with your mitzvah money. And it's
contracts are available.
And everyone that does it with the right intention will get the schar that they deserve.
Oh, man.
Next year.